Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I can feel a new expression on my face. I can feel a growing sensation taking place.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And I thank you for checking out my websites. And I have two to tell you about. One is our main website, the original smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find all the things that we do here on the show and all my writing and videos and all that stuff, which we've been talking about now on the show for 16 years plus. And then the new site, which is about my book, ageofthecustomer.com, ageofthecustomer.com. And folks, you know, as you know, we're launching the book right now. And I've been telling you about it for a long time. But I really want, I appreciate you allowing me to take one segment a week. That's all I'm doing by myself. Is one segment a week now to talk about this, because this is really important. If you don't even buy my book, if you go to the website, if you just go to the website and noodle around, watch the videos, read the articles, read the blog, read what other people are saying about it, if you just did that, that would be okay with me, and you could still benefit from what I've discovered about the age of the customer and how it's overriding the age of the seller. And that would be fine with me. My goal with this book and all the work surrounding it, and as you know, I've been talking about it for a while now, for actually over three, almost 4 years. I've been really kind of telling you about this this paradigm shift between shifting from the age of the seller to the age of the customer. It would be fine with me if that's what you did. You didn't spend a nickel on a book that I wrote. You can go get all you need, because we're making it available for free. And you can find all that not only at ageofthecustomer.com, but you can find there's a whole section, there's a whole category, there's a whole suite of Age of the Customer content on smallbusinessadvocate.com. Look on the left column. So I'm giving it away. I'm giving you this stuff. If you want to buy the book, congratulations. Thank you for that. I think you'll like it. I promise you, you'll like it. But if you don't want to, you can just go get it for free. Because here's my goal, and it's always been my goal, and it's never changed. My purpose when I started doing what I'm doing over 16 years ago is to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, whatever that takes. And to make sure that if you want it to get it for free, if you want to get it without having to pay for it, that you could do that. And I've been able to pull that off. I've never asked you for a nickel. I've never asked you for anything. The only thing I've ever sold has been a book. And we're now working on my third book, The Age of the Customer. But everything, every single thing that's in every one of my books, I've talked about on the show, and it's on the website. So you can go get that for free. So, but here's the thing, folks. When I was in New York last week, I was being interviewed by a number of people. Different groups. That I was on Yahoo Finance. I was at Forbes. Where else? I was on MSNBC. I'm on on a number of different places. Okay, and one reporter said to me this. This is very interesting. Two things that he said that I thought you'd find interesting. Number one, he said to me, "What does it cost to convert from the age of the seller practices to the age of the customer practices?" And he didn't necessarily mean it this way, but the question sounds like, what if I choose? I want to know what the costs are so I can decide whether I want to take that option or not. You know, if it's too expensive, you know, in other words, if I'd given him a number, he might have said, "Oh, wow, that sounds expensive. Ooh, I don't know if I want to do that or not." Well, let me tell you something, folks. Let me tell you why that question was more important than that reporter knows. It's not what it costs you to convert from age of the seller practices to age of the customer practices. It's what it will cost you if you don't make the conversion. Just remember this. When I talk about age of the seller and age of the customer, when I talk about relevance, when I talk about the moment of relevance, when I talk about customer expectations driving all of this, this is not my philosophy. This isn't some concept that I've come up with that I'm trying to sell. I hope you buy it because I'm selling it. Folks, I'm reporting to you what's happening. I am just the messenger. Yes, I put a name. I've coined some terms. I've put handles on some of these things to make it easier for you to understand, easier for you to remember, easier for you to get. But the fundamental underlying things that are happening have nothing to do with me. They're happening right now. The customer has new expectations. The customer is empowered. And when customers are empowered, businesses are disrupted. So the question is not whether you can afford to make the change, to make the adjustment to the age of the customer practices. That's not the question. The question is, how can you afford not to make the changes? If you don't make the shift with your customers, this is really important. You have to. Your customers are making the shift right now, and they will go without you if you don't go. If you don't make the shift with them, you will not survive as a business. And the question of how long you will survive will depend upon how much equity you have and how much credit you have. When all of that's gone, you will go out of business because the age of the customer is overriding the age of the seller. And the age of the customer is emerging. The age of the seller is dying. You have to make the shift. It's not optional. And remember, I'm just the messenger. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.